This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what's really going on inside your brain, besides those neurons firing away?
It's a whole lot more than just neurons, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're diving into the world of glial cells today, the unsung heroes of the nervous system.
They're like the brain's support staff, but way more important than that.
Exactly. This glial cell refresher post really opened my eyes. So let's start with the basics. What exactly are glial cells?
Think of them as the glue that holds the nervous system together, although they don't literally glue things. They're support cells, but they do so much more than just provide structure.
Right. Like what?
Well, they maintain the ionic environment, influence nerve signal speed, and even modulate synaptic action. They're super involved in neural development and recovery from injury.
So how many types of glial cells are there?
There are four main types: astrocytes, microglia, oligodendrocytes, and Schwann cells. Each has its own unique role.
Wow. And which one is the most abundant?
Oligodendrocytes. They make up over 75% of the brain's glial cells. They're crucial for myelination.
Let's talk about astrocytes. What's their deal?
They're star-shaped and super prevalent. They guide neuronal migration during development and help neurons communicate. They're also involved in regulating the extracellular space and the blood-brain barrier.
So they're like the brain's traffic controllers and caretakers?
Exactly. They keep everything running smoothly.
And what about microglia?
They're the immune cells of the central nervous system. They're the cleanup crew, removing debris and fighting infections. They also play a role in synaptic remodeling.
So they're like the brain's security guards and janitors?
You got it. They're essential for maintaining brain health, and they're implicated in conditions like chronic pain and even COVID-19.
Let's move on to oligodendrocytes. They're all about myelination, right?
Absolutely. They produce myelin, the fatty insulation around axons that speeds up nerve signal transmission. Think of it like the insulation on electrical wires.
So faster signals mean faster thinking.
Exactly. And myelin also protects axons from damage. Damage to oligodendrocytes is seen in diseases like multiple sclerosis.
And what about Schwann cells?
They're similar to oligodendrocytes, but they myelinate axons in the peripheral nervous system. They also play a key role in axonal regeneration after injury.
So they're like the repair crew for the nerves outside the brain and spinal cord.
Precisely.
So to wrap things up, why are glial cells so important?
They're essential for the proper functioning of the nervous system. They support neurons, modulate neural communication, and contribute to overall brain health. Without them, our brains wouldn't work properly.
It's amazing how much they do and how much we're still learning about them. You mentioned some diseases earlier. Can you elaborate on how glial cells are involved in disease?
Absolutely. Dysfunction in glial cells is implicated in many neurological disorders, including Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, and chronic pain. Research into glial cells is crucial for developing new treatments for these conditions.
So understanding glial cells is key to understanding and treating brain diseases. What are some of the exciting areas of future research in glial cell biology?
There's a lot of exciting work being done on how glial cells contribute to neurodegenerative diseases and how we can potentially harness their properties for therapeutic purposes. We're also learning more about their role in brain development and plasticity.
It's a fascinating field, and it's clear that there's still so much to discover. This article also mentions neurofeedback. How do glial cells relate to that?
Neurofeedback aims to improve brain function by training individuals to self-regulate their brainwave activity. Since glial cells play a crucial role in modulating neuronal activity, understanding their role is important for optimizing neurofeedback protocols.
So it's another area where understanding glial cells can lead to better treatments and therapies. What are the clinical implications of understanding glial cells better?
A deeper understanding of glial cells could lead to the development of new treatments for a wide range of neurological and psychiatric disorders. This includes developing drugs that target specific glial cell functions or using glial cells as therapeutic agents themselves.
Yes, incredibly promising. So from the brain support staff to key players in health and disease, glial cells are truly fascinating.
Yeah, they're far more than just glue, and their importance is only becoming clearer with ongoing research.
That was a great discussion. Thanks.